Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The U.S. military launched its second strike in Syria in an attempt to pressure Iran to halt its militia proxies' attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. Reads the copy at the Long War Journal, and I welcome co-author Bill Raggio with his colleague Joe Truesman in reporting what we know and why this is happening right now, of the U.S. sending F-15s against IRGC or related weapons caches in Syria. Bill, a very good evening to you. The F-15 strikes, what do we know about the target, where the target was, and why again, because there was an earlier incident, why this time? Good evening to you, Bill.
Good evening, John. Yes. So the this is the second strike against IRGC, what the military calls IRGC, or that's the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps of the Iranian security establishment. And they called it an IRGC, an Iranian proxy facility. And they said it was in northeastern Syria. They said it was a weapons storage facility. Typically, facilities like this aren't, there's not a lot of people. The U.S. launched this strike yesterday in response to repeated attacks from Iran-backed militias in both against U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. So the U.S. has this string of bases to in its mission to counter the Islamic State in both Iraq and Syria. In Iraq, some of these bases are larger, more established Iraqi military bases, but they still come under fire. And in Syria, some of these bases are a lot smaller. There's been well over 40 attacks that are confirmed by the U.S. military. As of yesterday, the U.S. military confirmed 41 attacks against the U.S. bases. And I believe there's more. These militias, they announced four strikes after the U.S. attack, the IRGC weapons storage facility in Syria. The Department of Defense doesn't always confirm these attacks.
The first attack started 17 October. Who's attacking? Is it the IRGC or what?
Well, yeah. So these militias, they're released. Most of the claims are done under a group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq. Obviously, that spans over to Syria as well. This really is a sort of a proxy or a clearinghouse for all of the larger militias in Iraq and Syria, groups like Asib al-Haq and Hezbollah brigades and Harkat al-Nijaba. These are militias. Some of them are listed as foreign terrorist organizations by the U.S. government that were established by Iran. Some of them were established in 2003, such as Hezbollah brigades and Asib al-Haq, to fight the U.S. military while the U.S. was inside of Iraq. And some of them were established after 2013, after the Islamic State began to rampage in both Iraq and Syria. But all the leaders of all these groups, some of them are listed as specially designated global terrorists. They are openly express their affinity and their allegiance to the Iran supreme leader, and they conduct attacks. The reality is they're armed, they're trained, they're funded, and they're often given intelligence and other support by the IRGC and its Quds force. They are not going to launch attacks on U.S. bases without approval from their Iranian masters.
The first incident started the attacks on the 17th of October. The Pentagon responded the 27th of October with F-16s. Now the Pentagon responds on the 8th, we believe the 8th of November, with F-15s. At the same time, the Houthis, who are understood to be a surrogate for Iran in the Persian Gulf have launched attacks against Israel, been intercepted, and now we have the Houthis boasting that they shot down a drone. What kind of drone, Bill?
Yeah, this was an MQ-9 Reaper, apparently in a reconnaissance mode. The Reapers and their younger brother, the Predator, were used by the U.S. military to hunt al-Qaeda and other terrorist leaders in Pakistan, in Yemen, in Somalia. And the U.S. military did confirm that a Reaper was shot down. The Houthis released video of this. And this isn't actually the first time that the Houthis have shot down U.S. drones in the Yemeni airspace. They said this was in international airspace. The Houthis have downed at least three other MQ-9 Reapers since 2017 with no response by the U.S. military.
And my understanding then, Hezbollah, the Shia militia who are harassing U.S. deployment in Syria and Iraq, and the Houthis, all three are sympathetic to and in the camp of Tehran. Is that correct, Bill?
Absolutely. Hezbollah, obviously established by Iran. It's its premier proxy terror organization. The militias, as we talked about earlier, and the Houthis, which were established on their own, but have been co-opted to become close allies of the Iranian regime. The Iranians provide them weapons, cash, other key support. The Houthis are the, of all of these groups, they actually run the half of the country of Yemen, including the capital. And they have ballistic missiles. They have cruise missiles. They have drones. They have air defense systems. So the Houthis are a state. Whereas all these militias are sub-state actors.
And so far, we're not attacking, the U.S. is not launching attacks against the Houthis. So far, the U.S. is not launching attacks against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The U.S. is launching attacks, too, so far, against the IRGC, meaning to send a message to Tehran about what? To back off the Houthis? To back off Hezbollah? Well, how do you imagine the message?
Yeah, the messaging from U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is very muddled. On one hand, he's warning the Iranians and their militias to stop attacking U.S. bases. But on the other hand, so he's going for a deterrence effect. But on the other hand, he's basically pleading with them to not launch these attacks and says the U.S. does not seek escalation. Now, it took 19 attacks by the militias for the U.S. to respond once, and then 22 more attacks for the U.S. Military to respond again. Clearly, they're not getting the message because, frankly, in my opinion, this message of deterrence but not wanting to escalate is really perceived by the Iranians and their proxies as weakness and not strength. The militias and the Iranians have been conditioned. These attacks that began on October 17th, they're nothing new. It's quite routine. It's just that the quantity and in such a short period of time, that is what's new about this. But for the last decade, these militias have been attacking U.S. bases, usually either with drones or with rockets or missiles. They're usually standoff attacks. And the U.S. has really sucked it up for all of these years because some of these bases are exposed. They're in remote locations. They're difficult to resupply. They're difficult to support. And the U.S. It fears escalation. And the one thing the Iranians are good at is smelling fear.
Bill Rajo, he is the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy senior fellow, keeping the Long War Journal, about incidents in the general area of the battle in Gaza. I'm John Bell.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.